Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, the second drug for contraception is an IUD, or intrauterine device. Now, we have two types, the copper IUD and levonorgestrel. Both were not mentioned by the ATI, HESI, or Kaplan, but they may come up on your nursing exams. So here's the main differences. The copper IUD is fast-acting and long-acting, and it's reversible contraceptive that enacts immediately upon placement, with no backup contraception needed, and it provides about 10 years of coverage. Now the other one, levonorgestrel, only provides about 3 to 5 years of contraception. Now the key point are the side effects and the patient teaching here. So key points for the copper IUD, it provides mild discomfort upon insertion, with spotting and cramping. And another key point is heavy bleeding and increased cramping during menses, basically meaning a heavier period. Now, both IUDs teach checking the strings. So key word here, check the strings monthly after menses to ensure the IUD is still in place. And we're measuring longer, shorter, or missing strings. Make sure you report to the HCP. Since dislodgement of strings could mean dislodgement of an IUD, which means a huge risk for pregnancy. So it's priority to report the strings if they're not measuring up. Now the last point here is don't let the NCLEX trick you. Missed periods randomly are not normal. This could mean accidental pregnancy. So we always use a pregnancy test if periods are missed. So IUDs are not affected by lubricants and not affected by weight loss or weight gain. So don't get tricked. Typically with barrier diaphragm contraceptives are affected by that weight loss. So just be very careful. These were the most common chosen distractors on the NCLEX and the question banks.